I'll start with first in that a C to C wall is ineffective and not cost effective. It's going to cost a whole lot more money to build it than it is to go under it or over it or through it. That being said, we need security. We need to have security down there, but that has more to do with the other mechanisms we can put into place to ensure that, it's not porous. There's a host of different technologies and just having the people there to be able to manage the border. I think the biggest failing in all this entire conversation when we're talking about the caravans and the people that are moving up here is, so I did my master's thesis on the Syrian refugee crisis. People don't want to leave, generally. This idea that these massive migrations of people from Central America is because they want to have a better life. Yes, I mean, they are coming here because they want a better life, but more importantly, they're leaving because they have it's not even an issue of not having any life. They're fearful of not having a life. They're fearful of being murdered and having, having their life ended. When I was in Command General Staff College in 2016, the Special Operations Officers split off and did operational art and design, as opposed to some other, what the conventional guys did, like a traditional war type, red versus blue, tanks, infantry. We went and kind of did this more academic thought experiment. And so my group got El Salvador. And so we were looking at this in 2016, that there was a destabilizing, situation within the Middle East or within Central America, and a very multiple layered, and a lot of it has to do with narcotics and the drug trade and the instability, the lack of governance, and how we would, as special operations officers, partner with the local government to try to reverse that, much like we have tried to do in the Middle East. And so, long story short, putting up a wall ain't going to fix that. They're still going to come here. They're still going to, if there's instability and the people are fearful of their lives, they're going to still come and do the 1,000-mile trek. You fix it by addressing the source and by weighing in with the State Department and having public and private partnerships, not just, of course, with military. Military is a part of that. But within the Army, we call it, they have an acronym for everything. It's DIME: diplomacy, information, military, and economics. You use all levers of national power to try to influence and stabilize the area, because Central America was kind of our Syria, for Europe. And then you have to reform our immigration system.